Erev Shabbos, Parashas Bar Bukhukesai, Tavshin Samach Zayin. As soon as you start learning Parashas Bahar, you go through the first few psukim, so you see right away, when we're talking about the mitzvah of Shemitah, there's a very close connection to the mitzvah of, let's read the psukim. Daber el bnei Yisrael v'marta aleihem ki savayu al haaretz. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem nino yisin lachem v'shavsa haaretz Shabbos l'Hashem. That the land should rest a Shabbos to Hashem. Sheish shanim tizra sodecha, for 6 years you should plant your field. Sheish shanim tizmar karmecha, your vineyards. Ve'osav tes tevu asa, you gather the crop. Then, v'vashon ha'ashviyis, the 7th year, Shabbos, Shabbosay niyel ha'oretz, Shabbos l'Hashem. So the mitzvah of Shemitah has a very close connection to the mitzvah of Shabbos. There's many mitzvahs that are in Eretz Yisrael. But of all the mitzvahs that are in Eretz Yisrael, do we connect it and they say this is a Shvisa, this is a Shabbos? Here you have in the first couple of psukim twice that this is a Shabbos l'Hashem. Rashi says, what's Shabbos l'Hashem mean? Shabbos to Hashem? So Rashi says, l'shem Hashem. Do this mitzvah l'shem Shemayim. Do it l'shem Hashem. K'shem Shenemer b'Shabbos Bereishis. Just like it says b'Shabbos Bereishis. Okay, the connection of Shabbos and Shemitah. Just like over there is, you rest l'Hashem. Here also, you rest l'Hashem. Shabbos l'Hashem. And the Ramban asks on Rashi, said that's not what they meant when they said Shabbos l'Hashem. Then when they compared it to Shabbos Bereishis. He says, because kol ha'Shabboses, gam ha'mo'adim l'shem Hashem hein. Every Yom Tov is also l'shem Hashem. And yet the Yom Tovim, when it talks about the resting on Yom Tov, it says Yilochem Shabbosoin or Shabbos Shabbosin Yilochem, but it leaves the l'Hashem out. It doesn't say Hashem over there. And when the Chazal say Shabbos l'Hashem, like it says by Shabbos Bereishis, and so too it says by Shemitah here in our parasha Shabbos l'Hashem, that's not what it's referring to. This with the Shem Hashem. But what he says with the Pshat is, says in Ramban, is Pirish l'Shabbos l'Hashem l'Kecha, like it says by Bereishis, because Kivoy Shavas v'inofesh v'al kein loisase komalacha, just like Hashem rested on Shabbos. And as we know that we're supposed to work 6 days and then rest the seventh, to testify that Hashem rested on the seventh after creating the first six, after the first six being creation, so too, just like seven, the Shabbos is the seventh of the days, the end of the week, so too Shemitah is the seventh of the years. It's the culmination of the first 6 years, and that's the and then is the seventh. So he says, "Vine bekan oyrero yisano besoid gadol misoidas atayra." Says the Torah here is telling us one of the great secrets of the Torah, and he says, "I'll let you know." He says, "If you listen here, I'll let you know some things which I'm able to tell you." Very choshev. The Ramban is saying, he "says koyf oznecha l'shma yemash ani rashoy l'hashmiyecha." If you'll be zeicher, you'll be able to understand the depth of this site. But he says, what Shabbos Bereishis is, so too is Shemitah. What Shabbos is as a Shemitah. Sheishis Yomim is, Sheishis Mei Bereishis is for the days, and the 6 years are also for the days. And more specifically, he says, Hayomim remez l'ashabor b'maisa bereishis. So this, when we have 6 days of the week, that's a remez for what Hashem created, 6 days of creation, and then Shabbos He rested. So too we rest on Shabbos. And the 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, with resting on the seventh, that corresponds to the Yomos Olam, the 6 millennia. And then it will be Yom Shekulei Shabbos Menucha l'chayei ha'olamim. And then we'll be continuous rest, l'neitzach, netzachim, forever. So that's the comparison, says Ramban. But you see a lot of comparisons here in the parasha and in the Torah specifically of Shemitah and Shabbos. You take a pasuk actually in Mishpatim. Parasha Mishpatim says, Shei shonim tizra es artzecha, yosaf tes tevuasa. What's that referring to? Shemitah. Because v'hashvi is tishmetenu netashtu, the seventh you have to rest. And then right after that, Shei sheshem tasim asecha, 6 days you do your work, v'ayom hashvi tishbois, and that's referring to Shabbos. So again you have the connection of Shemitah and Shabbos. The what? Oh, Yovel is compared to Yom Kippur. That's a separate thing. That's only every seventh cycle. Then comes Yovel, which is like a Yom Kippur, which also only comes once a year. This comes once every seven cycles. You blow the shofar on both of them. Huh?
You're saying that the first 6 days of creation,
Okay, so we'll a different time we'll have to talk about the Yovel and how it fits in everything. We have a pasuk which we're going to say tonight. Vayichulu Hashemayim v'aretz v'chol tzevam. Hashem completed everything. Vayichal alekim hayom hashvi'i v'lachta asher asa. Hashem completed everything that he did. So when did he complete it? And yom hashvi'i. And then it says vayishbo'ish v'yom hashvi'i. He rested on the seventh day. Did he finish the creation on the seventh day? Did he rest on the seventh day? So says Rashi, it's something that us human beings can't figure it out. How Hashem finished it, and then we began Shabbos, it's too much for us to fathom. Dover Acher, Rashi is another pshat. Ma hoya ha'olam chosar. In the 6 days of creation, Hashem created everything that was needed in the Bria. What was the world missing? We're missing one thing. What was that?
Menucha.
Teru we had already on the sixth day, because that's Yom HaShishi. Yom HaShishi refers to Shishi B'Sivan. We were missing Menucha. Bas Shabbos, Bas Menucha. Kolsa v'nigmra malacha, and then with that everything was completed, everything was finished. What we were missing, the Torah tells us here, was Menucha. And with Shabbos came Menucha.
That only came after the Chet Chavodim and Chavodim. They didn't have to do anything. If there wasn't the Chet Chavodim and Chavodim, it would never have been an issue of Menucha.
Why? Why is it connected with the chait?
Because they didn't have to work. It was only after the the chait that all the need to take care of themselves, so to speak. So why wouldn't there have been menucha on the first six?
Yeah. So if we understand menucha is just merely resting, sleeping, you had a good shluf on Shabbos. Then you're right, you have a good kasha. But that's not what Menuch is. That's not what Menuch is.
His point is well taken. If Menuch, as we say it is, it's not just resting, it's connecting to Hashem, but that's what they were doing 6 days a week anyway. So why would they have to break from connecting to Hashem to connect to Hashem? It's a well point, good point.
I have them in my will.
Yeah, I think that the whole premise is mistaken. Where does it say that they only had to have Shabbos because there was a Chet of Adam Rishon?
No, I didn't say that.
Where does it say you had to have Menucha only because there was a Chet of Adam Rishon?
I said that, as I understood it, once the chait of Adam and Chava, then part of their obligation to take care of themselves, to grow food, etc., etc., was placed on Adam and Chava. Up until the chait, there was no such chiyuv.
Right.
Everything was there for them.
Right. Malachim were doing it for them.
So, to me, that is a form of doing nothing. Menucha.
But then,
all they had to do was be loyal to Hashem. All they had to do was not eat from the Eitz HaChayim.
Eitz HaDas, right?
Eitz HaDas.
Right.
And because they broke that,
right, but again, yeah.
Then everything else fell into place.
Right, but again, but that is not what Shabbos was about. That's not what Shabbos was about. That's not what Menucha was about.
What was Menucha about?
No. If it says Ma Hoya Ha'olam Chasar, doesn't say what was Adam Arishin Chasar. Olam means everybody. It means from day one. Day one also things were created. Adam wasn't until day six. And those who were created earlier. Yes, but those who were created earlier, it says it was all, they were also lacking Menucha. And that means, what, there was no sleeping or eating? The animals that were created beforehand were not eating or sleeping? They were. They had sleep. So they had time to work, time to sleep. They had time to eat. They had what we would think is Menucha. They had that. So you can't say that's what they were missing. So there was something different that the world was missing. And Adam Arishon included, even in his utopian state of Gan Eden, it was still missing, that was Menucha.
What is Menucha?
Oh. What is Menucha? So,
it was a creation.
There's not going to be so short and sweet. I was going to leave this part out. You should know.
You can't do it.
I was going to leave this part out.
You know,
and just get to the second part, because I think in Menucha there's two aspects of Menucha. One that we need for the mitzvah of Shemitah and the mitzvah of Shabbos in terms of the resting of it, the resting part of it, and then there's the one in terms of the actual Menucha, what Menucha is. But you want to know what Menucha is, so we'll have to tell you. In Parshas Vayechi, we go through the Birchas Yaakov. We come to one of the sons, his name is Yisachar. Yisachar Chamor Gorem. He's compared to a donkey. Vayar Menucha. Kitoiv. Yisachar saw that Menucha is good. Menucha is something desirable. I want Menucha. So what did he do?
He was a Talmud Chacham, Yisachar.
He was?
So that was his Menucha.
So what did he do? If he wants Menucha, what should he do? So what should the Torah say? The Torah should say, so he took it easy, he relaxed, he went to sleep, he went to Miami, he wanted Menucha. Says the Pasuk, Vayar Menucha Ki Toiv. He saw Menucha was good and it was something to desire. Vayet shichmai lisboil vayhi lamas ayved. So what did he do? He bent his shoulder to go work, and he started working. He undertook the work of the old Torah, as Rashi says. That's Menucha. Why is that Menucha? So Rabbi Yeruchim Levavitz, the Mashkiach of the Mir, Mashkiach Zatzal of the Mir in Europe, explains on this pasuk, Vayam Menucha Kitayv. Says, what is Menucha? It says it's the people are under a misconception of what Menucha is. And Menucha means to rest. Right? Menucha means like to have what we want. He says that's the opposite of Menucha. Let's think honestly about it. He says that's the opposite of Menucha. If Menucha is that I could always just have the bodily pleasures that I would like and all my desires fulfilled, he says a person will never find Menucha then. Why? Because he'll always want more. And he'll want the next thing. And he has 100, he wants 200. He has 1,000, he wants 2,000. He's never satiated with what he has. And if he wants to eat certain things, so he'll eat it. And then what? He's finished? He's satisfied? No. When he's finished with that pleasure, then he wants to go on to the next one. See, he actually has the opposite of Menucha. He's always mevulval. He's always, in his own mind, he always has pizur nefesh, as he quotes from his Rebbe Ralt of Kelm. Peace, and he's always confused. He's running after that, he's running after that. He never has peace. He never has Menucha. Menucha is, if you want to translate it into English, would be tranquility. But the idea is, it's a focus. It's a focus on life. He says, actually, it's mind-boggling, he says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us the Torah. Where should he give us the Torah? He said, should have waited till we get to Eretz Yisrael. After everybody, we conquer the land, everybody is sitting peacefully, as the Pasuk says, Ish tachas gafnei v'ish tachas te'enoi, because everybody has peacefully sitting in his land, he's comfortable, he has his parnasa, and Hashem's okay, I'm giving the Torah. Oh, terrific, come, let's have the Torah, no problem. Where did he give it? He gave it in the desert. He gave it in Vayyancha Vayyarivach. He ate it when they had no food. Every day was a new, Baruch Hashem, the month felt. Every day was, they had no idea if it was coming the next day. In such tense, pressured situation, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. He says, if you think of it, I'll give you a simple mashal. You're a mashal. Anybody here trained for the army? You trained for the army. You too? You want to train someone for the army? Yeah, it could be in Israel, it's very different there. If you want to train someone from the army, he says, what do? You would think, listen, you know, these guys have to be in top form, and they have to be ready for anything, so you better make sure that they're comfortable. Give them a nice, comfortable bed, king-size bed. You give them good meals, steak every night, that's probably what they gave you, right? No, what did they give you? Make you wear these boots that lace up to your thighs, sleeping in the shins, forget it, it's subhuman. And exercise, and very little sleep, very little food. What's going on? This training to be the best, to be the... What's the pshat? The pshat is because for what the soldiers need is they have to be focused. They have to be focused on one thing, on winning the war. Beating the enemy, defeating the enemy for the mother country. He says, so where they have to be put in a training session, they have to be put through situations of total hardship, and they still could stay focused. Lack of food, lack of sleep, but still total focus. Because when they are in the trenches then, when they're in the army, they need total menucha. They can't be muvulval then. They can't say, oh, you know, I'm so hungry, I should go shoot the guy. I can't aim because I'm tired. No, you have to be total focused. For us to be able to accept the Torah, we had to be put into very hard situations. We had to be put in a setting of hardships. And Hashem says, you can go through that for 40 years in the Midbar, then you're ready to, as a nation, to accept the Torah. Then you're ready to accept the Torah. Then no matter what happens, because life is never simple. So no matter what happens, you'll have menucha. In other words, you'll be focused. If you can be focused, then no matter what takes place, a person can still win the milchama, just as the soldier. So even if he doesn't have his, oh, I wanted that. If he trains himself that I don't need that. If he trains himself, you know what? I have to stay focused. The things that I'm going to need to survive, of course I have to do that. At times I do need to actually physically rest, I'll do that also. But the menucha is really staying focused, keeping the eye on the ball. Keeping focused to what the chiyuv is, what the obligation of the person is, and what his avodah is in this world. That's really what menucha is. And that, Hashem says, the Torah tells us, that in the 6 days of creation, it was also a little bit muvulvah. Why? Because one thing to the next, and more things were getting, and things growing, and animals coming, and things flying around, and then the other was created, and then the Gan Eden was created, and he had to work in Gan Eden even, and it still was not menucha. You needed menucha in order to have one day to get the focus. One day had to be, we're going to focus on, take a step back, and focus on everything. And that's the way it is always. And Hashem knew it was going to be like this. Hashem knew that there's going to be a time in history where they're not going to just wake up when the sun comes up and go to sleep when the sun goes down. Hashem knew it's going to be people, and us from Jews included, that they're going to work, you know, 12 hours, and 14 hours, and 18 hours, because expecting a delivery in the other side of the world, or expecting to get an appointment at 3:00 in the morning, because you could still work, turn the lights on, the computers are on, and such a life does not lead to menucha. So Hashem says we need one day that you're going to have menucha. One day you're going to have focus. Focus on what are we here for, and then that has to carry over into the other 6 days of the week. And then Hashem says you need 1 year also. Even this lesson of menucha, but on a much grander scale. Hashem says you need 1 year of menucha. to contemplate. Oh, good, good. So you could say maybe because that is the what I not Kodesh Baruch Hu's plan that was supposed to be the land for Klal Yisrael. Because of our sins, we were kicked out. We were exiled from there.
Why not have Shemitah? And I don't care where you are. Why not have Shemitah all over? Jews, just like they have to hold Shabbos, have to hold Shemitah no matter where it is. It can't be. It has to be something more.
That's just you know, why should keep Shabbos in the Chutzlaret?
Right. Well, compared to Shemitah,
That's a fair inference.
Good, good. Good. So you don't like that answer? That it means that was supposed to be. That was the destined land that we should be in. We were kicked out because of the chatayim. Okay, so we lose out on it. Like any mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, we lose out.
Yeah, but if you're talking about a concept,
Yuchid
is because just like the land, that concept has to go wherever you are.
Right, right. Isn't he saying it's applicable to the person really?
That's
right. It should be applicable to the person. Yeah. So. That like many mitzvahs, we'll have to say as well that even though this is one shayrish of the mitzvah, I mean, one the deeper understanding of the mitzvah, there's certainly other things that pertain to it. If you want to talk about the land having kedusha, that could be only in Eretz Yisrael. But I hear it's a point well taken in terms of the menucha that we would need from it. We should take it also take it out from that. That we'll have to say we get from the parsha. Just like we don't have karbanis today, says you learn karbanis, you have it. So too, but we have to learn about Shemitah. Even if we don't have to go through it actually, even in Eretz Yisrael, if someone doesn't have, if his business is not in agriculture, so he also doesn't have it. So you have to say that the mitzvah was given for those who are farmers in Eretz Yisrael. And for us, it's the learning about the mitzvah that has to give us that focus. No different than the mitzvahs of kahanim. Right? Which we can never do. We can never perform those mitzvahs. But yet, there are mitzvahs. We learn about them. And we can still gain the same lessons from the mitzvah that the Kehanim actually have to do. Second aspect of in the second aspect of Menucha, which I think is something so simple in the understanding of it, much harder to obviously incorporate it Lamaisa into our attitude, into our lives, but it's a concept very simple, again, which connects the Shabbos with the Shemitah. Because at the end of the day, Chazal praise those who keep Shemitah, and they compare them to the Malachim. They say, Giborei Koyach. These are people with tremendous gevura. As the Medrash says, how can a person look at his field, and the field's just going to waste? Week after week, month after month, for an entire year, it's not growing, it's growing weeds, and it's just been laying fallow. How can a person have that koyach? So they are no less than the strength that we had at Matan Torah, which we also refer to as Giborei Koyach. In Parshas Yisrei, when we talk about the mitzvah of Shabbos, Zochra Hashem HaShabbos L'Kadshei. Sheishes yamim ta'avoid v'asisa komalach techo. 6 days we work v'asisa komalach techo. You do all your work v'yayim ashvi Shabbos l'Hashem lekecho. That's Shabbos l'Hashem, says Rashi. Kishatovei Shabbos, when Shabbos comes, yiyeh be'inecho, it should be in your eyes, ki'ilu kol malach techo asuya, as if all your work is done, all your work is taken care of. Shalei tahar achim alacha, don't think about your work. Which means, even if a Friday afternoon, person's in the middle of a very big business deal, He's in the middle of negotiating. Come Shabbos. It could be right now, Friday morning. We have a customer on the phone. And come, he has to get home on time for Shabbos. And he's not going to revisit the deal until Monday morning. And how do you expect the person, you know, don't think about it all Shabbos. It should make believe as if it's complete. It's been done. It's taken care of. The deal is done. How do you expect the person to do that? And that's what we expect the person to do the whole Shemitah. You just leave it done. Don't worry about the field. As if it's done. So we have a pasuk in this week's parasha. I think that really answers all of it. And tells us this is the main nekuda. That if we have this nekuda straight, we can understand what Rashi is telling us about Shabbos. And we understand how people could live up to the gevura of Shemitah. Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Chof Gimel. We have a halacha in the Torah says v'ha'aretz, the land. When one wants to sell land in Eretz Yisrael, lo yisimachei litzmisus. You cannot sell it indefinitely. You cannot sell it forever. There's no permanent sales of land. Why not? Says the Torah, ki li ha'aretz, because it's my land. So it's never going to be permanent, and anything that someone buys never will be permanent. Why? Because it's not your land, it's my land. Says Rashi, ki li ha'aretz, al teira einecha ba, she'ena shelcha, because it's not yours. So indeed, it's very hard for a person to look at his business, and comes the year of Shemitah, and he says, okay, I have to close the business, I have to go now, sit in the kollel for the next year and learn, because I can't go work on my field, close the business, put a sign up, close for the next year. I lose all the customers, or lose all the produce of that year. That takes tremendous guru for a person. But let's say a person is walking down the street and he sees his friend's closing up the business and says, closed for the next year. Is that so hard for him to handle? Maybe he feels bad for the guy. Oh, terrible, look at that. He can't have his parnassa for the... Is that so hard for him to have? Or he sees his friend coming home for Shabbos and is he so nervous about his friend? Oh, he can't think about his business on Shabbos? No. Why? That's his business. It's probably okay. It's somebody else. It's not mine. It's not my business. Not my field. So the Torah says, that's how you handle Shemitah. That's how a person is handled. That's how he gets to the level of Giber Kech of Gvura. Why? Is this not mine? Whose is it? Kili Haretz. Hashem says it's mine. If it's Hashem's, then I can handle that. If Hashem wants to close up his business for a year, well, that I can handle. If it's in the middle of the deal, yeah, but if you realize, you know whose deal it is? Kadosh Baruch Hu's deal. Hashem's deal. You know what? His deal. He says, okay, now we're going to... But Hashem says, you don't worry about it. I'll take care of the rest. I'll need you back on Monday, maybe. You'll have to do some more talking, but for now, it's Shabbos Lashem. Now it's Hashem's deal. Now it's Hashem's Oretz. I think it's with that understanding, a person could have menucha on Shabbos. A person have menucha on Shabbos. It's not mine. That's Hashem's problem. And really, if it was up to me, I would continue negotiations right into Shabbos. Hashem says, no, you can't do that. That's already mine. That's it. Now I take over. It's my deal now. For this year, it's my field. It's my field the whole time, but I let you work there. I let you work there for 6 years. I let you work for 6 days. Shabbos is mine already. Shabbos Lashem. Shemitah is Shabbos Lashem. That's already mine. If we can get that understanding into ourselves, a person indeed will see Ki'ilu Komalach Rasuya. He won't be nervous on Shabbos. That's already Lashem. That's his taking care of. It's his deal. It's his problem. I've done what I have to, and the rest is up to Hashem. That's one of the Yesaidas here of Shemitah. It's one of the Yesaidas of Shabbos.